Well, good morning. Welcome to Union Congregational Church, a church in the United Church of Christ, where no matter who you are or where you are on life's journey, you are welcome here, and we give thanks that you are with us today. All of this wonderful decoration is from VBS on Friday. It was. Yes, it's green. Okay. I'll just try to put it really close to my mouth. Okay, so all of this is from VBS, and if you have a second, take some time to take a look at it, because it's really, really great. And I'm just really so thankful for everybody who helped out with that to make it such a wonderful thing. And let's see. I think those are all the announcements. That's all the announcements that I have. Of course, there are several things coming up. Brat fries coming up and some other things. So take a minute to look at that. Are there any other announcements this morning that we should be? Yes, our Madam Moderator is coming up.
It is that time of year where we need a nominating committee. I believe 2 to 3 people to help call and ask people to be on the committees for next year. So if there's anyone who'd be willing, let me or someone on council know. Good Lord, I can't talk today. Let me or someone else that is on council know. Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, and sign up for the brat fry. We need more volunteers.
Wonderful. Anybody else today? Okay. Then let us share the peace of Christ with each other.
Good morning. If everyone would please stand and join me in the call to worship. As we gather, we remember that this community of faith is richer because of everyone in it. God's Holy Spirit gives us gifts and talents to share with the world. As we gather, we give thanks for all of those who help this community of faith flourish. Recognize every act of service, large and small. For Christ, we worship the one who empowers us to work together to build God's beloved community here on earth. We are one body with many interconnected parts. Let us worship, growing in our faith and in our love. Our opening hymn is number 595, "They'll Know We Are Christians by Our Love," verses 1, 3, and 4.
Thank you.
Please join in the unison prayer. Holy God, we do not always understand your call for us. We hesitate, we falter, and we make mistakes. But we always know, as child of yours, we will be comforted and forgiven. Teach us, O God, to trust in you, to listen to your voice, and to know that your chosen path for us will always lead us to peace, joy, and fulfillment. Amen.
You may be seated.
Let's see, none today. All right. Well, Jacob and I will wing it together then.
We will.
We don't have the kids here. So I'm going to use this time to share what we did with the kids on Friday at Vacation Bible School. If it's a little warm in here today, just know that all the volunteers and the kids on Friday had it about 30 more degrees warmer than it is now. We had 30 kids and probably, 15 to 20 volunteers. I never did count. It was just a wonderful day. We teamed up with Emmanuel Lutheran across the street and United Methodist Church just down a few blocks. And we had a really good time with lots of volunteers. So I'm going to just kind of give you a synopsis of what went on and thank the volunteers as I go through, just reading the names. So if you hear any of these names or see these people in the community in the next coming weeks, please thank you for all their volunteer work, because indeed, we couldn't have done it without them, obviously. We did Hometown Nazareth, where Jesus was a kid, and Kathy Indermeal and Sue Dewar from United Methodist Church and Tiffany Boner did all the decorating up here, so this kind of represented some areas. Sue Dewar did the little prayer well, we called it. This was our little shopkeeper place, and it was all done by those three, basically.
Yeah.
The kitchen help, we had Lois Alsum, Mary Van Zandt, Susie Chase, Chrissy Newman, and Kathy Indermeryl. It was pretty hot in the kitchen, let me tell you that.
Yeah.
They did a wonderful job serving us both lunch and the morning snack and afternoon snack. First aid was provided by Kathy Indermeryl in the morning and Chrissy Newman in the afternoon. They were here throughout the day, but we didn't need them, which was a really good thing. The teachers. We had Dennis Overly and Steve Grams teach the kids about Bible stories, and they went into what their names mean. So they actually looked up their name and what it meant in the Bible and in biblical times. Yeah. Feel free to jump in. I know I talk too much sometimes.
I think you're doing a pretty good job.
We had Delcy Kind and her grandma Roxy lead us in games. They had all kinds of fun, from carpet drags. It was kind of like a blanket drag, blanket carry. Oh, they had a blast. The kids were just laughing. She gave them lots of water breaks.
We needed it for sure.
Exactly. Pastor Jacob here and Haley Hunick led us in music and taught the kids three songs in a very short period of time.
Yeah, yeah. We talked a lot, we had a lot of fun. We discovered that some kids are singers and some kids are not so much, but we did the best we could and we had fun, so that's the important thing.
Yep. And in crafts, they made a cute basket from Jesus's time with popsicle sticks and yarn and weaving, and that was done with Abby White and Diane, Teresa Garcia, and Cecily. As they rotated to each of those teachers and had those little, they collected two shekels, which I don't have with me, but shekels were coins from Jesus' time. And then at the end of the day, they could go to the shop and exchange their coins and kind of do some trading for some cute bracelets, pencils, and all that little kid fun stuff that everybody likes. We also had some group leaders and some shepherds that really helped, stayed with the kids each day, went to each session, sweat profusely probably. We all did, by the way. It was, last week was very warm for everyone.
Yeah.
Tiffany Boner was with Kaylee Crone, and they had a big group. And then Mary Hartrink and Cassie Voigt teamed up, and they had Lily Vandenberg helping them. Laura White was here with Ainsley Boner. Then we had Deb Van de Zand and Alana Clark on media help. Mm-hmm. And in the nursery, Sue Dewar and Doris Kaur. I think I remembered everybody.
There were That's a big list.
Yeah, there were a few names I didn't say the last name to because I'm still figuring it out. But I just want to say thank you to all of you who helped spread the word, whether you hit like, hit share, talk to your grandkids, and invited them. We're really excited. Last year we had 9, was my first year directing. This year we had 30, so we tripled our numbers. And all 3 churches, we want to do it again next year. So,
woohoo!
Just you want to?
Let's clap for that. Yeah, yeah.
You want to lead us in prayer?
I sure will. All right, friends. I will say a short phrase, and I invite you to repeat it back to me. Dear God.
Thank you.
For children. For volunteers. And for helping us. Share your love. With so many.
Help us.
Continue to share your love. Wherever we go. Amen. And thank you, Becky, for all of your work to help us, to help coordinate all this. We literally couldn't do this without you. So, yes, thank you so much.
Prayer. New life, you may remain seated. God of many gifts, we confess that we don't always follow your call on our lives. Like Jonah, we might run the exact opposite direction. Like Moses, we might not believe in our abilities because of what society tells us about ourselves. Like the Ephesians, we need to grow in our faith that we might do what you've called us to do. Sometimes we are afraid of growing or even resistant to working on ourselves. Forgive us. Help us to not be afraid of doing the hard work. Help us recognize our gifts and live as people worthy of the life you give us. Amen.
These words are words of grace. Friends, remember that God has called you as you are, knowing who you can become with God's help. You don't have to be perfect. Sometimes you will make mistakes. But as long as you dedicate yourself to continued growth, God will work within you in amazing and powerful ways. We are forgiven and we are empowered. Thanks be to God. Amen.
Our reading comes today from Ephesians chapter 4, verses 1 through 16. This is Paul's letter to the church in Ephesus, where he shares his theology about spiritual gifts. Therefore, as a prisoner of the Lord, I encourage you to live as people worthy of the call you received from God. Conduct yourselves with all humility, gentleness, and patience. Accept each other with love, and make an effort to preserve the unity of the Spirit with the peace that ties you together. You are one body and one Spirit, just as God also called you in one hope. There is one Lord, one faith, one baptism, and one God and Creator of all, who is over all, through all, and in all. God has given his grace to each one of us, measured out by the gift that is given by Christ. That's why Scripture says, when he climbed up to the heights, he captured prisoners and he gave gifts to people. What does the phrase "he climbed up" mean if it doesn't mean that he had first gone down into the lower regions, the earth? The one who went down is the same one who climbed up above all the heavens so that he might fill everything. He gave some apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers. His purpose was to equip God's people for the work of serving and building up the body of Christ until we all reach the unity of faith and knowledge of God's Son. God's goal is for us to become mature adults, to be fully grown, measured by the standard of the fullness of Christ. As a result, we aren't supposed to be infants any longer who can be tossed and blown away by every wind that comes from teaching with deceitful scheming and the tricks people play to deliberately mislead others. Instead, by speaking the truth with love, let's grow in every way into Christ, who is the head. The whole body grows from him as it is joined and held together by all the supporting ligaments. The body makes itself grow in that it builds itself up with love as each one does its part. Here ends the reading for today. May God bless us as we learn from these holy words. Amen.
Thank you, Amy. I think this is Amy's first time being liturgist while I've been here, and that's great. Thank you so much for doing that. Our media song for today comes from One Republic. This is Truth to Power.
I can tell you I was fragile. I could tell you I was weak. I can write you out a little, tell you anything you need. I've seen minutes turn to hours, hours turn to years, and I've seen truth turn to power. If you could see me, see you, if you could feel me the way I feel you, you'd be a believer, you'd be a believer. And it's turned to hours, hours turned in, and I've seen truth turn to power.
So I'm going to have to ask for a little extra grace today. And I'm going to have to ask for the Spirit to be with me in a little bit of an extra way today. We had VBS on Friday, and I had a wedding yesterday. So I wrote the sermon literally after the wedding, after I got home. The Velinas told me that they would be here watching to make sure that it all made sense. So we'll see. So, may not win any preaching awards today, but y'all understand, I'm sure. So let's pray. God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts in this hour be acceptable to you, for you are our rock and our redeemer. Amen. So around the time that I started to respond to my call to ministry, I was disoriented. Sometimes even troubled. I was in the midst of what I would now call my wilderness era. I described that time as a period of my life that I felt so confused because I had previously prepared for a totally different trajectory and spent multiple years in college studying for a totally different career. I was in a period of high anxiety and intense disorientation, and I'm just noticing that two of the people that really helped me get through that time are here today. My former pastor Art Willie and his wife Kathy really helped me, and they surprised me. I didn't know they were going to be here. So welcome, thank you for coming. When I was finally out of the wilderness, I started to hear words of affirmation from people. One common phrase that people said to me was, "Jacob, I think you found your calling." As lovely as that affirmation was, I was still so disoriented that I didn't know what to do with that. How could I be totally sure that I had found my calling after such a difficult time of discernment? Did I have the right to be sure about anything after everything that I had thought I was going to do, everything that I thought was going to be part of my future so radically shifted? And that was about 5 years ago, and as I stand here before you today, I can tell you that I've grown a lot in that time. I feel very peaceful in this work more often than not, and you all are just such a fabulous congregation to have as my first settled pastorate, and I'm so grateful. And I'm going to continue to grow. As I was scrolling on Facebook this week, I encountered a post by a prominent United Church of Christ pastor named Otis Moss III, who pastors Trinity United Church of Christ in Chicago, and it's one of the most prominent black churches in the entire denomination. I reposted this in solidarity with other pastors who encounter both the joy and the challenges of this work. He writes some things that are hard to hear, you can read today. You can read the whole thing if you want to go to my Facebook page. But he ends his post like this. He says, "You will never be good enough, smart enough, wise enough, strong enough, kind enough, tough enough, humble enough, quiet enough, close enough, or holy enough. But never, ever forget this." He says, "You are enough. You are called not to be anyone else but you. Rest in the knowledge that God had enough holy humor to call a broken, ill-equipped, stumbling person such as yourself. It would have made more sense to call any other creature in creation, but God called you. You need to smile and recognize the irony of your call. What a joke and an honor that God calls the jester of the court to be a prophet before the king." There ends his quotation. Of course, Otis Moss had a particular audience in mind when he was writing this, pastors and ministry leaders, but I think this piece of the post can apply pretty directly to what I want to talk about and how it can relate to us. So many people believe that the writer of this letter is probably the Apostle Paul. If you look at the book as a whole, there's pretty solid evidence for this, but of course the authorship has been contested, like a lot of books in the Bible. But we'll assume for now that it's Paul. If we assume that the book of Ephesians is in fact written by Paul, we would then assume that he's writing a letter to the church, or maybe a group of churches, which are trying their best to share the good news of Jesus after his death. So there's a little context for you. So there are two major points that I want to highlight today. The first is the author's discussion on the importance of unity. Some of the beginning verses say, accept each other with love and make an effort to preserve the unity of the Spirit with the peace that ties you together. You are one body and one Spirit, just as God also called you in one hope. There is one Lord, one faith, one baptism, and one God, the Creator of all. This is a reminder of the need for unity, which in many ways this is as important today as it was in that time. If you've been watching the national news cycle recently, especially the comparisons of the two nominees for president, you are painfully aware that this division is something that is... This division is so painful to so many of us. But both sides have lobbied intense personal attacks of the political candidates and their policies, so unity is not something that is necessarily our first thought in times like this. But I think it's as important for us to remember, because in our faith, we belong to one another. We work together in building up the body of Christ, no matter if we all believe the same things or have exactly the same theology. You may not agree with everything that I share in the pulpit, and that's okay, because I think that all of us here at this church can recognize that we share the same mission of sharing God's love with our greater community here in our own particular ways. We serve a God that is greater than partisan disagreements, a God who gives each of us important gifts that we can share for the benefit of those around us. This leads me to my second most important point that this text discusses, and the one that I spent the most time with this week as I considered this text. We are all given different gifts which can benefit our community of faith. I often tell members of our congregation that I am so grateful for our finance committee, because the only D I ever got in my educational career was in a math class. So I purposefully found a career where math is not much a part of what I do on a daily basis. And if I had to understand the ins and outs of finances to the level of Chris Van Buren and the rest of the finance committee, if it were all up to me, this church would be in big trouble. And she's not even here for me to pick on her. Darn it! but by the same token, I can tell you that so many people who have volunteered here have told me, Jacob, I will do whatever you ask me to do as long as it doesn't involve me getting up in front of church and talking to people. So, many gifts, one Spirit. Amen. The writer of Ephesians says, Christ's purpose was to equip God's people for the work of serving and building up the body of Christ until we reach the unity of faith and knowledge of God's Son. We all have work to do in building up the body of Christ. from the ministry of answering the phones, to the ministry of meaningful visitation, to the ministry of stewarding various gifts, to the ministry of preparing our communion elements, which we'll celebrate today, to the ministry of caring for our physical building, to the ministry of music, to the ministry of teaching our youth, and on and on and on. Each of these are big and small ways that God has called us to build up God's beloved community here. We are called by God to live lives worthy of what we have been called to be. Sometimes that will require a lot from us, but we're always invited to grow into it. Now, the chorus in today's media song is pretty simple, but it's powerful. If you could see me the way I see you, if you could feel me the way I feel you, you'd be a believer. What if God is saying that to us? What if God was acknowledging the gifts that God has given us, that we could use them to speak truth to power and speak the truth in love? It's not always going to be easy. And sometimes we have to talk about hard things, and we have to do hard things, and we have to make hard decisions as we share what we believe. We have to be bold in doing the work of God at times. But when we use the gifts that God has given us, we can't simply use them when they're convenient or when the stakes are low. Like Otis Moss says, never ever forget this, that you are enough. You are not called to be anyone else but you. So this week I invite you to think about this. How are you going to use the gifts that God has given you? How are you going to use them for the benefit of this church? And how are you going to use them to benefit a world in need of hope and light and love? What I love about this congregation, among so many things, is that we are a faithful and discerning and creative people. There are so many ways that we have learned to use our gifts to lead us into deeper encounters of faith. So as you go into this week, may you be empowered to find the ways that you can use your specific gifts. Everybody has gifts to share, and the world needs them more than you could ever know. Thanks be to God. Amen. So now we enter into a time of more intentional prayer. First off, let's take a deep breath together, and we'll take some time for silent prayer as we think of the people and situations that are in our prayers and on our hearts today. Receive the prayers of our hearts, O God. Amen. So we continue to pray for Reverend Kathy Carlson and for Mike Bausch and for Brianna and their family. I have no updates from what we heard last week, but I have been in contact with Mike Bausch, and I will be sure to tell you as soon as he tells me anything else. But for now, they are very thankful for your prayers and the love that you share from afar as Kathy prepares to transition from life to life. So if I say God in your mercy, will you say receive our prayer for Kathy and Mike and all of them, God in your mercy.
Roger Blaze is being hospitalized in Fond du Lac, so prayers for Roger and for his medical team. God in your mercy. As I mentioned, I did a wedding yesterday for Luke and Jade and Velma, Jane and Denny's grandson, Ben's son. And we give so much thanks for their love and for the ways that they have committed to sharing their lives with one another and with God. So for them, as their new adventures unfold, God in your mercy. I got a request for a prayer from the White House family. Chase, a friend of their family, was in open heart surgery, and there were some serious complications. There was a big leak in the one replaced valve that had already been replaced, and they had to put him back on heart and lung bypass. So prayers for Chase. God on your mercy. For Harriet Laird, as she recovers from surgery, God in your mercy. My home church in Neenah, the Congregational UCC of Neenah Menasha, welcomes their new pastor today. Rob Van Ness, who actually pastored Pilgrim UCC in Fond du Lac that we partner with for the Lenten series, came over to Neenah and is now their pastor, and so for pastor and people, God in your mercy. And one final one from me. My dad turns 59 tomorrow, today actually. Today's his birthday. I'm just really, really thankful for him and the ways that he enriches my life, and he's so thankful for all of you here that care for him and enjoy being with him when they're here. So for my dad, Bob, God in your mercy. Anything else today? Yes, we've got someone back here.
I have a joy. It's our 45th anniversary today. So Sue, August 4th is a good day.
August 4th is a good day. Congratulations, Sue and Bill, for their love and the wonderful ways that they benefit our church. God in your mercy. Anything else today?
For my nephew Shannon, who is losing his battle with cancer.
What did you say his name?
Shannon.
Shannon. For Shannon, God in your mercy.
Okay. It's my mom and dad's anniversary today.
Oh, wonderful. Wonderful. Congratulations. For Tiffany and Josh, God in your mercy. I almost didn't recognize you for a second with glasses on, Ainsley. Anything else today?
From Paul or Laura, Paul's blood numbers have stabilized. Thanks for all the transportation volunteers also.
Yes, indeed. We give thanks for Paul and Laura and for all of those who show God's love to their to them in their time of need. God in your mercy. Anything else today? Okay, then let us be in a time of prayer. God, in your grace and love, we give you thanks that you give us so many gifts that benefit the realm of your love. We give you thanks that you ask us to be mature, that you ask us to grow, that you ask us to continue our journey of faith. We ask you to be with us in various times of difficulty and various times of transition. For all those whose names have been spoken, we ask you to be with all of them in their times of joy, with anniversaries and all sorts of things, and also in times of transition, remembering people like Shannon and people like Kathy and others. We ask you to be with all of those who need healing in mind, body, or spirit. We ask you to be with all of those who feel lost right now, feel lonely, feel depressed, feel anxious. We ask you to be with all of those who are facing food insecurity, homelessness, poverty, and discrimination. And we ask you to help us share your love that can transform any circumstance into something better, something good. We ask all of this in the name of Jesus Christ, who brings us together in unity and taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Before we take the offering, I want to remind anybody at home who is with us on Zoom that now is the time to grab your communion elements, whatever that is for you, so that you can join with us in that ritual. So now is the time to offer our gifts back to God. Here at Union Congregational Church, we give thanks for all gifts that are given, whether through time, talent, treasure, or prayer. Please give generously as your heart and spirit invite you to give, whether through placing your offering in the plate or giving online at uccwapan.net. If it's comfortable for you to do so. Join me in the prayer of dedication. Gracious God, we dedicate these gifts of time, talent, treasure, and prayer to co-create your beloved community in the world. Help us bring hope where there is fear, relief where there is uncertainty, and love where there is hate. Amen. Please be seated. Now is the time where we share Holy Communion with one another. We give thanks and we joyfully celebrate an open table in the United Church of Christ, where we recognize that Christ is the host. and that all are welcome and invited to participate, whether you are a member of this church or this denomination or not. This table is for you. If you want to know God more, or if you feel like it's been a long time, this is still a place for you. So let's be in a time of prayer as we prepare to share this together. God is with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Holy One, our God. Blessed are you, O God, creator of all things, ruler of the world and all that is to come. You have made the earth and all that fills it. You have given us every good thing to eat. When we hunger for your grace, you bring us to the feast of grace in Jesus Christ, the bread of life. By your mighty judgment, you have overthrown the powers of evil, and you have set us free. The rich go away empty, but the hungry you fill with good things. You provide manna in the wilderness, bread for the people. You open your hand and feed every living thing. Therefore, with all creation, we sing as one voice, Holy, Holy, Holy One, God of power and might. Heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is the one who comes in the name of God. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed are all to come in your name, and blessed is Jesus the Christ, the bread of life, who strengthens our bodies and nourishes our souls, who ate with the poor and the outcast. As Jesus shared the loaves and fishes, trusting you to provide, so we feast with love in you. On the night that he gave himself up for us, Jesus took bread, blessed it, and broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "This is my body. Every time you eat this, do so in remembrance of me." And after they were finished eating, he took a cup, poured it out, and gave thanks. I almost dropped it there. And gave thanks, saying, "This is my blood. This is the cup of salvation of the new covenant. And every time you drink this, do so in remembrance of me." As long as we break this bread and share this cup, we remember his death and resurrection until he comes again. Christ is our Passover from want to abundance, from powerlessness to victory, from death to life. Therefore, we reclaim the mystery at the heart of our faith. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. Pour out your Holy Spirit on these gifts of bread and cup, that they may be for us the body and blood of Christ. Pour out your Spirit on us, that we may be for the world the body of Christ. Feed us with yourself, imperishable food that sustains us for eternal life and strengthens us for service in your name. As the grains are made one in loaf, we are made one in your Spirit. As Christ multiplied the loaves and fishes by the power of your Spirit, multiply our gifts and serve you so that none may go hungry. We offer ourselves in union with Christ's sacrifice for us, so that trusting in the abundance of your grace, we may give freely, serve boldly, and love abundantly. O bread of life, take, bless, break, and give us. May be your bread of blessing in the world. Amen. So this, some instructions for communion today. You may come up through the center aisle. There is bread and little cups in front of you on either side. There will be no servers. So you can serve yourselves and return to your seats by way of the side aisle. If it's difficult for you for any reason to come up and receive communion, somebody will come to you. And as we share this meal together, we will also be singing One Bread, One Body, which is hymn number 689, but the words will be on the screen. So the gifts of God are given for the people of God. Come, for all things are now ready.
Thank you.
Please join me in the prayer after communion. God of grace, as Jesus offered himself for others as nourishing bread, we give of ourselves that we may be bread for the world, to feed the hungry, to strengthen the weary, to gladden the hearts of the hopeless, to bring about justice and mercy, in the name and the Spirit of Christ. Amen. Our closing song today is one of my favorites. This is called One Spirit of Love by Paul Svensson. Andrew Moran, a friend of mine, introduced me to it. I'm gonna teach you the chorus, and then there are some verses which will also be on the screen, but I invite you to sing as you feel ready. So the chorus goes like this. Many gifts, one spirit of love, one spirit of love. Many gifts, one spirit of love, one spirit of love. Will you try that with me? Many gifts, one spirit of love, one spirit of love.
You sound great.
Many gifts, one spirit of love, one spirit of love.
I got a verse.
Many are the wonders of God, many doors open wide, many roads that are still untraveled. Many are the gifts that we share, many burdens we bear, many mysteries still unraveled.
Many gifts!
Many gifts, one spirit of love, one spirit. The teachers of life, some the preachers of love, some the fathers and some the mothers. Some will be the ones who will care, others listen and share, serving God as we serve each other.
Many gifts,
many gifts, one spirit. One spirit of love, many gifts, one spirit of love, one spirit of love. Living as the body of Christ and the heart of the earth and the hands that will break new ground. Celebrate the gifts from within. Now it's time to begin. God's people can turn this world around now. Many gifts, one spirit of love, one spirit.
Now, before we go, let us join together in our mission and vision statements. We go now to love God's creation, share in fellowship, and live Christ's example while seeking God's blessings on our lives and on our communities. Living our core values, we, the family of Union Congregational Church,
seek to deepen our own spirituality with acceptance of all through love and a commitment to Christ. Friends, receive these words of benediction. Now go out and walk with God in a manner worthy of the calling to which you have been called, with all humility and gentleness, with patience, bearing with one another in love, making every effort to maintain the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace, and speaking the truth in love. And now may the love of God, the grace of Jesus Christ, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Go in peace. Amen.